So you decided to move here because of the school system and the ease of transportation for wherever your potential job was going to be. Were there any other communities you were thinking about living in?
Oh, my dream communities were both Evanston and Oak Park. But because I didn't get a job in that area, it was too long a commute for Ray, my husband. And both Elk Park and Evanston had much higher taxes than Wilmette, West Wilmette. And in terms of value for the money, we could get a nice house in a good area.
What's the biggest difference from the suburbs of Minnesota where you came from versus Wilmette and the suburbs outside of Chicago?
We lived in Minnetonka, so we basically lived in a wooded area. The houses were of mixed age. We had built our house, which was passive solar, in 1984. And so it was in a wooded area. It was designed, I think, it was open land, a lot of open land, a lot of woods. And I found it easier to meet people, and I also found a sort of different work ethic. In Minnesota, a lot of people did their own yards, but when you came here, most people had someone else do their yards. Also, you had much better access to public transportation to get into the city in Chicago. And Chicago was a much larger ethnic area, more diverse. And looking at the metro area, or Evanston, which is the nearest, largest suburban area, had a much larger African-American population than Minneapolis had at the time. So there was access to a lot of cultural things that I enjoy.
How has Wilmette changed since you first lived here?
My sons have grown older. I'm now a widow. There's public transportation is not as accessible because of fewer people using it, except for Loyola. Loyola High School has expanded, continues to expand. It's in my backyard. Everything else is pretty much the same. We've had a lot of transition in the neighborhood as younger families come in.
Have you seen any similarities between the younger families that have come in and when you moved in as a young family?
Yeah, I think, in fact, one of the families stopped by 2 days ago to introduce themselves and to see if it was room for, I wanted to participate in a block party. So I think that people come to this area based on the school district, the perceptions of safety, access to facilities, because during COVID, I found out how much stuff really was close to me. If I look within a 3-block walk, I can go to hit Northfield, hit the Marianos, hit walking paths, hit the post office, hit the blank, and hit Walgreens, either way.
What is your favorite part about living in Wilmette?
My favorite part about living in Wilmette is that if you put yourself out there, you are accepted. I know one of the things when we first moved here, I was a room mom and I was active in you and your brother's school, and that was a good way to meet people, and I found people warm. Later, I interviewed to be in the trustee for the Wilmette Public Library because there was a vacant position, and have been doing that for about 11 years and just found it open to a lot of things. The other thing that sort of introduced me to the Chicago area was there used to be at the Nutria West, which was a community center, but it's now taken back as the ninth grade only campus. There was a class called theater in Chicago. And after the introduction, we ended up going to a theater every week for about 3 months. And that was just a wonderful orientation to what Chicago had to offer.
Okay.